flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ Lang joining us right now as we're talking about the Lions game. First time we got TJ back since he was sick.
Yeah, unfortunately still having to relive it. Yeah. You know what? Well, also, like I was made aware of some of the Ben Johnson slander throughout the week. Look, first I would say we were lucky to get him back for another year, right? I mean, he had opportunities last year. He said, hey, you know, timing's not right, got to come back. I think it was just such a double whammy because I was starting to prepare myself that Vegas was going to make the most sense, right? When you started hearing the reports about Tom Brady and how he's personally recruiting him and
right.
Those two, when you talk about football, like they both kind of nerd out about, it looked like a match that was going to be made in heaven. So, but not only did you lose, you know, a divisional game, a game you were supposed to win by 8 points, you were favored, 9. But then the body's not even cold yet. And it's like, oh, and by the way, I'm going to Chicago. And it's like, oh my God. So it was just like, it was such a double whammy. And that was, and I'm not even going to say disappointing because I think Ben Johnson, like I said, he did the right thing. He said last year, I wasn't ready. You know what I mean? Like emotionally, I was still attached to this football team, wanted to come back, give it my all. He did that. So you can't blame a guy. I was surprised it was in a division, in the same division, because to me that was
really?
Kind of like, I was.
Come on.
I thought there was just a part like,
there's no
maybe
loyalty.
It was like, no, but I think maybe like an unspoken rule, like, hey, we're going to allow you to go interview with these teams and build your resume, but maybe like an unspoken rule, like just go do it in the AFC or like a team that we're not going to play every, you know, twice every year. But you can't blame him for taking a job, man. I mean, the offer that he got, and he even mentioned, you know, he built this thing up where he feels like, you know, the offense is ready just to kind of self-sustain itself, right? And doesn't matter who's calling the plays, right? And I think there's part of that that's true. And now, Mike, I know you kind of hinted at it, where it seemed like he was the one guy that really got the best out of Jared Goff and the collaboration that they had and making Jared feel like he has a lot of ownership of what they do offensively. I think that was Ben's biggest strength. You get coaches sometimes that are just, you know, I don't care what you want to do. This is my offense. We're doing it this way, and you're going to run
it. My framework.
Right. You get a lot of coaches that do that. I think Ben's biggest strength was letting Jared have a lot of say in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it would make sense to stay in-house. I don't know if that's
Scotty
Montgomery. I don't know if that's Tanner, you know, who's been the passing game coordinator. Obviously has had a lot of success there. I don't know if, you know, Brunell, obviously quarterback coach, him and Jared have had a really close relationship as well. It seems to me it would make sense to stay in-house when it comes to offensive coordinator because the system's already in place, right? If you go hire an outside coordinator, there's a good chance he wants to come in and kind of tinker with things and, hey, well, this is my offense. This is what I've been doing, right? So you're going to make people kind of change. If you hire somebody in-house, you already feel like this offense is sustainable, right? We've kind of built it. We've got the pillars. We've got the foundation of what this offense is. And you've also had these other coaches that have been in this system that have got to learn from Ben Johnson and watch the way he approaches the game and watch the creativity that he works with. So offensively, I think it would probably make sense to promote somebody within that has familiarity not only with Dan Campbell and his style, but with the players as well. You already understand the player's strengths, the weaknesses, how do I put them in positions to be successful. You get an outside guy, it's going to take a lot of time to start understanding each individual player and designing a system around that. They've already got a system that works. So I would be pretty surprised if it's not somebody that's already in the building that gets bumped up.
Do you think, I guess the question to me would be, from a coaching standpoint, do you think Dan learned something here? I didn't, look, this is just what Rico and I were talking about all week. I left Saturday and I said this to you. I didn't think they were ready to get hit in the face. I don't think they had a business-like mentality. I think it was a little too loose. They got punched in the face and they didn't have a counter and everybody was gripping. And I think it was highlighted by what Rico said, like that 12 men on the field. I mean, where it was like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? That can't happen.
Yeah.
Do you think there's something Dan will do differently next year? Not a total like business.
When it comes to like a playoff game? Because obviously it's hard to argue with what they did in the regular season.
Right, but preparing, the bye week, whatever it is that this team got too high.
That's a good question.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I try. I think watching that game, it kind of had a... How can I put this?
Oh, I like this.
Kind of had a Dallas type approach to it, where we're just going to go out there and throw everything at you and like, mm-hmm. just prove we're the better team.
Want to embarrass you.
And when a lot of that stuff didn't work, it was like, oh man, we didn't expect it to go this way. That's what it looked like. I don't think it was like that in the building, but that's what it looked like to me. It looked to me like on the outside looking in, it looked like almost Ben Johnson, and this is pretty absurd to say this, but... And I was kind of putting things together with Tom Brady, and he's recruiting him. And so in my mind was like, Ben's going to Vegas, Tom's doing the game. It kind of had a feel like Ben's like, hey, watch this, Tom. Watch all these plays I can design and show off to you, right? Like, that's kind of what it looked like.
It could have been, because I think to me it reminded me a lot of what Kevin O'Connell and Minnesota. You got them to not be themselves in that game in Week 18. A lot, talk about Ryan Day and Ohio State when they played Michigan. Got you to leave your game plan and play my game. And in this game, the commander said, hey, guess what? We like to go for it too.
Yeah.
We like to do this stuff. The stuff that you do to piss off everybody else, we like to do that. Let's see how you like it. And the Lions couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
Especially like late in the game, it's just like it's fourth and two. Either you know the play that you're going to do, you have the personnel out there, or you call a timeout, but you don't go into a vapor lock and say, and then nothing.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I just thought they got away from their identity a little bit. Like the beginning of that game was 1,000% predictable, right? Like David Montgomery's back. What are we going to do? Hey, we're going to give him the first couple carries.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Where you're looking at that and you're like, you've got what has been the best running back over the past three games in Jahmyr Gibbs, right? And I think we even talked about it last Friday. If there's 30 carries, I want Jahmyr Gibbs getting 25 of those. Like, he has proven to you he is a superstar.
Yeah,
so when you come out and it's
series.
Like, yeah, you go for a 1 yard and then you go for like minus five. It was like, oh, like that's not the way you want to start and get the building behind you and get Ford Field rocking. But it was very predictable, right? Like, that's just how it felt to me. The third and one. Right? Like, it's easy in hindsight to look at it and be like,
just get the first
down. Why don't we just get the first down and then we can get cute, right? We're in the red zone. Maybe then we could try something and get a one-on-one with Amon-Ra, Bobby Wagner, right? Based off our personnel that Ben has been so good at mixing up. Even the JMO thing, and I heard the midday show talking about, oh, well, nobody had a problem with the trick plays all year. I didn't have a problem with Ben designing trick plays, but there's a time and place, right? Like late in the game, we're down 10. Do I want the ball in my number two receiver's hand making a pass, or do I want it in my $50 million quarterback's hands making a big-time throw, right? Like, it was kind of time and place when it came to some of those. It's hard to just put your finger on and say, man, this was one thing. I still go back and I watch that game. It kind of reminded me of the second half against San Fran. Like, whatever could go wrong at big moments went wrong, right? And that's the most frustrating part, because you feel like you can't put a finger on it. You feel like it's not just one guy that's like, man, if he would have played better, everybody kind of took their turn, right? Yeah. A guy tripping, guy falling down, guy getting beat on a three-step drop, guy, you know, underthrowing, you know, Jameson Williams right there before halftime, where you got one-on-one, where it's like, man, that is a momentum changer going into halftime, right? Third and one. Hey, we got a chance down in the red zone. Hey, at worst, we're kicking a field goal, go up 10-3. Oh, no. Now we just, no, they go down, put up seven on the board. We took three off. Oh, that's a 10-point swing. Whoa. Like, it was just so many little things that just popped up that just ultimately played a massive part in the big picture.
We'll keep it timely. I want to ask you about this weekend's games. And again, I don't even know if you're going to watch. You may be emotionally broken. You've had a rough week.
No, I'm going to watch.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to watch. There's only three games left this year, man.
All right, listen, I'm just telling you, a lot of fans have opted out. They can't bear to do it. I'm not mad if you told me, Mike, I can't do it.
I felt that way last year, about the Super Bowl. Because you were so close. It was right there.
Right. But we'll talk a little bit about this weekend, and I do have a critical question for you. And then we'll do the picks. We got who said it. We got lots to do. 97.1.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.